You're tuned in to Morning Edition on WHYY. Good morning. It's 7:45. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Pennsylvania's presidential primary is 1 week away. In the lead-up on the Democratic side, we've been reporting on the battle for the support of African-American voters. Hillary Clinton has been working along long-standing ties to the community, while Bernie Sanders has basically had to introduce himself. This week, Clinton spoke directly to a predominantly black audience on the air on WURD. It's the only African-American-owned and operated talk radio station in Pennsylvania and one of the few in the country. WURD serves listeners in Philadelphia, its surrounding suburbs, and online. Clinton spoke with morning host Solomon Jones. I asked him what he and his listeners wanted to know.
The first thing I asked her was about demands. I said there's been much talk of the black community making demands in exchange for our votes. The Black Lives Matter movement has shown that the black community as a collective is demanding equal treatment under the law. And then I asked her, what makes you the best candidate to meet that demand? The thing that impressed me about her answer was that she said immediately, I think that's an absolutely appropriate and necessary demand, and one that we have yet to fulfill. And she went on to talk about how there are problems in this country where African Americans, Latinos, are treated differently under the law, and that white people have to understand that that is real, that we can't continue to deny that or can't continue to resist that, can't think that because we had a civil rights movement and a black president that racism is gone. She says systemic racism continues to exist and that we have to face it and rise up and handle it, which I thought was a very impressive answer.
You didn't ask her about emails and Benghazi. You stuck to questions pertaining to issues within the black community, right?
I did. What my listeners want to know, what I want to know, is what are you going to do to deal with the issues that are specific to my community? People being shot in the streets by the police that we pay for through our taxes. People being unemployed at twice the rates of white people, people trying to survive day to day. I really wanted to hone in on the questions that I thought were important to my listenership.
So what's another thing that you asked her, and what did she say?
She talked about education, and I asked her the question about education because in 2015, that was the first year that we had majority kids of color in public schools across the country, ever. And what I've seen over the past year or two is that as the schools have grown browner, the resources have grown slimmer. And so you see 24 schools close in 2013 in Philadelphia. You see 50 schools close in Chicago. And I asked her, what could she do from a federal level to support public education in urban school districts? And she went on to talk about the fact that federal funding was supposed to be at 40% for special education or for children with disabilities, and it's at 17%. She went on to talk about and show an understanding of how the federal government works when it comes to public education in cities. And then she talked about some of the disparities. What I found was that she raised many questions in a lot of her answers. I would have liked to have had more concrete answers to some of the problems that we're dealing with.
On your morning show, you take questions and comments from callers. How was she received? What were you hearing?
Well, I think that the people who liked Bernie Sanders and called, and it's interesting because I think Bernie Sanders is on the extreme left and Donald Trump is on the extreme right, and both of them have these angry voters, right? So some of the Sanders people on Twitter were angry that I had talked to Hillary Clinton. And no matter what she said, I don't think it would have suited them. The thing that I think resonated for our listeners was that she did respond to the request to have her on WURD. She did respond to the request to speaking directly to the black community. And people respected that. Even people who were on the other side, people who were Sanders voters, said, look, you know, I might not vote for her in the primary, but I appreciate the fact that she appeared on the station and that she appeared on the show and that she answered your questions. If I were to take an informal poll, I would say there were more people who liked what she had to say than didn't.
Well, thank you for sharing. Solomon Jones is the morning show host at WURD in Philadelphia, and you can read his columns regularly at newsworks.org. Thanks.
Thank you.
And Jones tells me he has reached out on several occasions for an interview with Bernie Sanders, and so far, no luck.